Hey guys, welcome to Carmen's Corner. This is your host, Carmen Santiago. I know I haven't posted in a while. I've just been dealing with shit. Where do I begin? I have a friend who is a real nice person. And she has a good life. But the issue she has to deal with her depression. And fatally, that is destroying her relationship with her fiancé. I feel bad for her because I understand what it's like to go through depression when you don't want it and everything's going good. She tells me she shouldn't have to have drugs to just make her feel fucking happy, which she doesn't take, by the way. But pretty soon it's going to get to that point, which she doesn't want. How do you deal with something like that? She doesn't want to cause her fiancé any more embarrassment, strife, or ignorance because of the way she is. She only knows who she is. So it's kind of hard trying to battle depression by yourself, knowing that everything around you is going good. Sometimes depression will just knock on the door when we don't want it, and it's up to us to let it in. I don't think she chose to let it in this time. She closed the door, but it found another way in. And that becomes hard for some of us. It's like broken glass on the floor. You step on it. You have a choice to sweep it up after it falls or leave it there for hours at a time. By the time you forget about it, you end up stepping on that glass and it reminds you, hey, you broke me not too long ago. Or a mirror. Now, breaking a mirror is 8 or 7 years bad luck. Don't try it. Trust me, you don't want to. I haven't done it personally, so. But I hear it's bad luck. But a mirror shatters into pieces. And while you look at each of those pieces on the floor, you see a reflection of yourself that you don't want, but they have to stay with you. Otherwise, you're not yourself. Sometimes my friend, she does deal with that. It's hard for her to explain because she doesn't know how to start that type of conversation. Her fiance is a strong individual and she doesn't know how to express how much she cares that much about him. She was in a bad situation before she met him. So she kind of doesn't know how to act when it comes to him. It's hard to explain, but a few women, I think you know what I'm explaining or talking about. And men, I don't discriminate here either. Pretty sure you know what I mean as well. You want to give your all to somebody, but if you fuck up, how do you recover from that fuck up? She's told me she's fucked up a couple of different times. And I do mean a couple of different times. It's hard to come back from a fuck up. Knowing you're wrong in the situation. Not trying to blame the other person. In this sense, she wasn't trying to blame her fiancé for anything. But it got turned into something different. But she was wrong. While she was telling me this story, she was wrong. You may have your own depression to deal with, and that's not everybody's business. Most you can do is what all of us do. Is throw on a fake smile until the end of the night is over so you can go home and cry. She told me she couldn't do that last night because on top of depression, her arms were hurting. So it's like, it was a lot. But we can't control what goes on with our bodies, even though we don't understand it ourselves. I try and explain to her that you are wrong with certain things that you do. You simply say you're not trying to be right all the time. In a small fraction, you are, because some things you want to be right about, but you know you can't. Because not everything is about being right. If you want to be right, join the Price is Right. That's as simple as it goes. As far as I'm concerned, it is a conversation that needs to be well overhad with her and her fiance. I don't know how it'll go. Apparently, I won't be there. I have other shit I have to do today. As far as that goes, her mental health is not where it should be. She was hanging out with a friend yesterday and she just didn't know how to feel. She's afraid of turning into a robot because robots have no emotions, neither do stones or what else? Paper or bags. None of those have emotions. Anything that stands still for hours of time have no emotions. She fears that if that happens, she won't be able to love anybody, and she loves hard. So that's her biggest issue. She doesn't want to end up being like somebody who used to treat her poorly, because that's not, you know, what life is about. If you love somebody, you're not supposed to sit here and hurt them. You don't do that shit to people you love. As far as I'm concerned, she is wrong for what she's dealing with. Let me rephrase that. She's wrong for how she dealt with a situation earlier today. When you want to sit here and just be right all the time, but that's not the case. She's simply wrong because she believes that her attitude wasn't the issue. Her depression wasn't the issue. As to the vibe of a convenient get-together the other night. All you had to do was throw on a fake smile and you'll be all right until you got home. But then there becomes the constant staring. Everybody's just looking at her as if nothing is all right, asking if she's okay. And then her fiance is just looking at her, knowing she's not okay. But still wants her to have a good time. Sometimes she can't. Sometimes you can't throw on that fake smile because, like, let's say watercolor paint. If it's left out in the rain, what does it do? Melt. Put it like that. If she was to sit here and put on a fake smile 365 days out the year, pretty soon it'll start to melt. All it takes is one drop of water. And that's it. But at the end of the day, it's like there's no simple way to control your depression except keeping it in a box, locking it away, and throwing it where you don't have to deal with it. Forget it and don't worry about it. Leave it behind. But sometimes for some people, it's not that simple. I want to get my friend to understand that she has to figure out if this is how she wants to live. Being told she's wrong all the time or trying to be right is not something you want to sit here and deal with. knowing that your mental health is the embodiment of vibes going wrong. But at the end of the day, most I sit here and tell her to do is smile. Yeah, there's a lot of bad shit going on in the world right now. But it wouldn't kill you just to smile for a few minutes. We all have a pretty smile. We all do. But if you can't show it, how will people know you're nice? But yet, how will people know you're friendly if you don't smile? My friend's smile went away when she was, let's see, 10. She doesn't remember why. She doesn't know how either. So it's like, just disappeared. When she had her son, it came back. But then it went away again. Now she has to battle in her mind whether to smile all the time, knowing that her mental health, be it the depression, will knock at the door any minute and just fuck up her day. Or she cannot worry about it. Now, the best time of her life, knowing that she has good things in it. We don't know how long we have, so it's not okay to sit here and have bad animosity, blood, or vibe to anybody, especially if they're dealing with shit. It's just a lot for me to process that my friend can't understand. She needs to learn how to deal with certain situations and be in her depression. Because she told me this is the second time it's happened. Where it's just knocked on the door and, you know, found another way in. So basically, her depression is a robber breaking and entering. It's fucked up. And you can't call the police on a mental illness, which is crazy because you should be able to. So, my whole thing is, she has a lot to figure out before the end of the year. She does. And if she doesn't, it's going to be bad for her. She has to figure out her relationship with her fiancé. Not that it's not good. It is. There are some rough patches, but what relationship doesn't have those? Not everything has roses. There are weeds. And not the kind you smoke, the ones that sit here and intrude and make your flower bed hell. Every relationship is like a flower garden. There's daisies, chrysanthemums. I'm really naming off flowers right now. Roses, pansies. The moment you see weeds, those are uprooted problems. Every bed of flowers is like a good memory. There are a lot of good memories with her, but there are also a few weeds. Now, granted, she can't smoke these. You can smoke away your problems. That would be great. But she can't smoke away these problems. You can never tell if somebody is still dealing with certain things unless you talk. Sometimes she doesn't because she's stubborn as shit. It's hard for her to do that because sometimes certain things are better left unsaid. If that was the case, then a lot of people would have not said anything about the Great Depression, the Titanic, and the Civil War, which is hell, still going on to this day. I'm joking, but that's not something to joke about. My friend needs to talk to her therapist soon. Because if not, my depression is going to get worse. It's not right. And frankly, it's not okay. It's as if she has a gnat gnawing at the back of her neck. fucked up. Sit here and hear the same thing over and over again. But it's life. There's nothing you can sit here and do about it. Unless you make the first step to pull the weeds out of the flower bed and use weed killer. But that's all I wanted to talk about today. Next week, Sunday, I will be talking about communication. The good and bad of it. The pros and cons, and how can you make it better. Because my friend has an issue with that too. But it's best if I sit here and have her talk for that bit so she can explain how it's going for her. But it was nice to talk to you guys again. I will see you guys next Sunday at 9:20. If you're late, you've met your fate. And if you're there, you need to be wearing squares. Have a good day, guys.